This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I got a text from somebody this morning that I never in a million years would have thought would be texting me about Drew Dalman.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, people are asking about Drew Dalman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of teams are interested in Drew Dalman.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, he's pretty cool. We talked to him. I don't know. What do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Is Drew Dalman a good guy? I was like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a Stanford center.
Yeah, we had him at
he's a nice person.
Yeah.
Again, we watched him play every game he's played.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really nice center.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really nice player. I just the interest level surprises me.
No, well, I think you look at it. He's got a lot of starting experience.
Yeah,
he's still young as hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, he's a good player.
He's a good player.
I don't want to come off, and I said this on Monday. I'm not coming off saying Drew Dalman's a bump because he's not.
No, he's not. He's a good player.
He's a good player. But at this thing with free agency, he's the number one player on the free agency.
Right. So maybe it's just that. It's timing.
Yes. Oh, perfect timing.
Perfect timing. But again, I guess you can't predict that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I was like, yeah, no, he's good.
Dog, you got sources calling you?
No, not sources. Just like other radio people. But I guess they're talking about Drew Dalman. And I was like, yeah, all right. Yeah, we talked to him.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, leave him alone.
Hold on. Did they ask if he's a good dude or if he's a good player?
What did he ask?
Because I want to know, like, is he a good guy?
Well, I don't think he's asking me if
he's a
good player.
He's a great dude.
He asked if he's a good dude.
He is.
This is a person that would know if he was a good player. He's not asking me that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a Stanford offensive lineman. Like,
yeah.
He's exactly what you would expect him to be.
He's a good dude. But I don't know. I mean, you're talking about the market for the good dude or the good player. Do you – because the one thing how organizations get in trouble is they pay good players great player money.
Right.
You know, and that's always – I think he's a good player. I don't think he's a great center. I think in the way things are looking and from what you're talking about, it looks like he's going to get great player money.
It seems like it.
Yeah, it seems like he's going to get great player money.
It was Dan Graziano who had the report that in the ballpark of – now he said he's not going to surpass Creed Humphrey
He's not on Creed Humphrey's level.
I know, but that's why in the ballpark of is wild to me. It's timing. You know, it's perfect timing. But, yeah, I don't know. It's come as a bit of a surprise to me that the Falcons are not going to be able to afford to keep Drew Dalman.
Right.
I didn't see that coming.
I never was.
Good for him.
Oh, good for him. Get your bread, homie.
Because he was brought in, there was already a starting center when he was drafted, right? Hennessy, right?
Was it Hennessy or was it in Alex Mack?
I don't remember. But like at his first year, he didn't even start.
Yeah.
And then he came in as an injury replacement, and then he's played well, and he stayed there and all that.
He's been a good player.
Yeah, I don't know. Good for him. Good for him. All right, here's Howie Roseman talking about or proclaiming Saquon's season this last season as the best ever.
My opinion now, I'm biased, 100% biased, but maybe the best season of skill position player in NFL history. I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah.
7 rushes of 60-plus yards,
right,
which is the most in NFL history by any skill position player. The next closest running back was 4. The next closest receiver is Jerry Rice, 6. The most rushing yards in a season. And he won a world championship. So, in my opinion, the best season for any skill position player in NFL history. Again,
biased.
It's a good argument.
It is.
It's a strong argument.
It really, really is.
And the World
man.
Championship really
Thank
sends
you.
It over the
and
top.
And that's what I was going to say. But he wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at, I mean, hell, it could go down as one of the best free agents of all time.
Definitely.
I mean, you look at
Definitely.
The first year, you go back to what Reggie White did uh-huh. when he went to Green Bay. Yeah. Hell, Tom Brady going to Tampa.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the greatest things, and it was so good to see him get the running back contract and everything like that because he didn't want to leave New York City. He didn't. But the thing about it is they outthought themselves. What's his damn name? Joel Schein or whatever the hell his name is. They really, like, that – I go back and I think about because I didn't watch the show, but I always remember the clip when he was on the phone with Saquon.
Yeah.
It's just like –
Like what are you,
what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
You don't get better by moving on from good
what are we
great
doing?
Players.
And then, like, listening to the owner, Joe Mara, like, he can go anywhere but – he should have stepped in. That's when you – but you always want the owner to, you know, let the football people do football
right.
stuff.
But if they're
– But if they're like – but
if it's too crazy.
The day, if it's too crazy,
you got to step
owner,
in.
Like, hey, bruh.
Yeah.
No. We're not letting this guy go.
Just off the top of my head, I was thinking about – greatest skill position season. So non-quarterback, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
Running back.
Okay.
Throw tight ends in if you want.
All right.
Receiver.
Let me hear it.
I mean, LaDainian Tomlinson in 06.
Yeah.
Man had 31 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That was the one that came to my mind first.
But they didn't win a championship.
They didn't win a championship.
Yeah.
They did not.
Those were some of the funniest.
28 touchdowns.
Those were some of the funniest conversations when I was out there in San Diego with Gatesy. Because most of them are one-yard touchdown runs. And Gatesy be like, you get all the way down to the damn, you'd have broke like six tackles, and you get dragged down into one, and then damn it, here comes LaDainian ass diving over the damn top. So LaDainian had like 12 one-yard touchdowns that year. And I think he was like 10 of them, I got tackled at the one. Yeah. But
Poaching touchdowns.
Yeah, he was awesome. LT was awesome that year. Hell, you go with Randy Moss when he called the 22 touchdowns.
That year in New England.
Yeah.
I think it was 23, wasn't it?
23 touchdowns.
It's insane.
Freaking awesome.
Yeah, it was a great year.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. Calvin Johnson, when he should have got 2,000 yards.
Yeah. I mean, Jamar Chase, triple crown this year.
Yeah.
Crazy. But
none of them ended in championships.
No, only one of those ended in a championship. Yeah. Now, Randy's almost did.
Yeah.
Randy's almost did.
Yeah, he caught the touchdown to put him up.
He did. They had the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, they had the lead in the fourth quarter. And then here comes Eli.
Damn Eli.
Was that the David Tyree?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious. Anyway.
What a kid.
Saquon was awesome.
He was.
But
you know what? He got the 20 a year. Hell, Christian McCaffrey got 19 last year.
Right. So he went above it a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's reframing the whole thing. Here's what it did do. Like, if Bijan keeps playing like Bijan's been playing.
Because he's eligible next year.
He's going up.
Yes.
Like, you don't go backwards.
Nope.
You set the market if you're one of those guys.
Yep.
So, I mean,
Bijan's
all right.
Bijan's going for 20 plus, baby.
Get ready.
I promise you.
Get ready. And I hope he does, because that means that he's great. That means he's playing great, and the Falcons – I don't know if it means the Falcons are winning games, but it means he's playing great. If he plays great, they'll probably win games, but he played great last year, so anyway.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.